What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Cooking with Simba and Brian Paul, where we chop it up. My name is Brian Paul, and this is the lovely,
beautiful Simba.
Ooh, are you beautiful?
Ask that guy last night.
Oh, what guy?
All of them.
How much guys did you do last night?
Yeah, same amount that you get every time you go stripping.
I'm really trying to bring a joke in your corner. Anyway, guys,
we're back. For dragging.
Oh, wow.
It was over and we just kept going.
Exactly. Anyway, we're back after, you know, a long step. We took a little break. We'll be back with the jump off. Signed with the pink with the jump off. Yeah, little Kim all in it with the jump off. We'll be back. How do you feel, Simba?
I need you to cut your jokes tonight because they're long and bad.
Oh. But that wasn't a joke, I was just saying.
I know, but
you're on
home
later.
Okay, but I'm just giving you a heads up.
Did
you guys miss us?
I'm Simba.
I'm Brian Paul.
Big black strong dick is just something for me. It makes my adrenaline rush. It makes my endorphins just, I just, oh.
This is where I go on like a fucking rampage. And I just like fuck 3-4 times a day. Sometimes a different nigga, sometimes the same nigga, and I fuck him every day.
Anyway, but it was cute, and I got dick down, and the rim of my vagina is swollen.
So, you know, there are a few ways that we like to infuse food into our episodes. So today, you guys are going to be blessed with having me, Simba,
cook.
He's preparing. You know, guys don't understand that there's food preparation, and then there's food cooking.
Oh, my God. Okay? She thinks I can't cook, but I can cook. She's a whole hater.
Okay, so wait. For those of you who don't know, but this is the second time us trying to film this episode, because the first time we tried to film this episode, one of our sponsors, Latifa, and these amazing edibles, when I tell you I was gone,
yeah,
we're going to give you guys a few clips so you can see. Oh my God, I should be embarrassed, right?
No, you're annoying.
Oh my God. So let me tell you what I had. I had a bite of this, but I have to even show you how small the bite was. It was so small. I took a little bite. You see this? I took this little bite, and then I had half of a cookie, and then what was the other thing? Oh, and half the gummy. That's your fault,
bro. It's your fault.
No, because that's not a sponsor, so there was no reason for me to have eaten that. I should have only ate the sponsor stuff.
The people all know that I cannot just make you eat anything. I can't put nothing in your mouth.
Oh, wow.
Especially because I'm not paying to put nothing in your mouth.
First of all, to be honest with you, I thought you were giving me, I didn't know what she sent, remember?
Okay.
I didn't know what she sent. Stuff was in the bag. So when you gave me that, I thought that was part of the shit.
Okay.
And then you showed up with half a cookie and then this. I was like, oh no. Anyway, so all I have to say is when you guys see the footage, it's bad. So what happened was, we were originally supposed to make salmon penne, but the salmon went to waste because I was wasted. I couldn't even sit up, it was so bad. And this guy thought that he could make it, and of course, he made it, and guess what? He didn't eat it.
I ate some of it, first of all.
And he thought that he was gonna finish an episode without me, and we all know that's impossible.
First of all, I was not finishing the episode without you. I was going to get
anyway, can we talk about sex? Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
Do you have a tight and leaky pussy?
Wow.
So just a question.
Do you have a tight and leaky pussy?
Do you have a tight and leaky pussy? I just want to know because girls always talk about how they got a wop, but they really got a dot. You feel me? And everybody knows about my pussy. I got the wettest, fattest pussy in the world. But do
pussy be mad skinny.
No, pussy be long.
Pussy be long, like white girl. Like, girl, hey, shout out to Steph, hey, Steph.
Oh.
But it's like, no, like, your shit is not fat and your shit is not wet. Speaking of not being wet. Okay, so I travel a lot. I like to give myself excuses. I travel a lot, and those of you who travel a lot know that oftentimes your area, your body, but we're gonna give emphasis to the area because sometimes my pussy be dry, and it's not just when I go to Dubai. Oh shit! Sometimes my pussy be dry. It's not only when I go to Dubai. Ah, So sometimes I go to Dubai and it's dry, but then sometimes I go to Nigeria and it's dry, and then sometimes I go to London and it's dry. But I think it's the fumes. Get off the topic so loud because they want
to
hear me.
Trying to focus.
I know, but they want to hear me, so you can't try.
But I'm good, guys. I promise I can cook. It's just the focus.
And I promise you not. Okay. Anyway, so oftentimes traveling. Aviation, those things, they have different effects on different people's bodies. Mm-hmm. Me in particular, it makes me dry. So what happened is, I met this guy in Nigeria, a very nice, wonderful, older gentleman. And you know when you meet somebody and you can really have any kind of conversation with them? And that's uh-huh. very, very rare. When I say any kind of conversation, we land, actually we weren't even in bed. I had left Nigeria, this was like, maybe 2 weeks after. And we're on the phone, you know, every day we're talking, babe, you know, I'm just gonna call everybody babe, because I be forgetting everybody's name. Anyway, so he was like, we were talking, mm-hmm. and he was like, yeah, babe, I realized you were dry.
Oh.
And I was like, what? Because usually my skin is dry. So I'm like, what? Like, what do you mean I was dry? Like, with my legs, ashy? Because I only lotion where it can be seen. So if I wear a long dress, the legs are gonna be white, like dust out there.
Okay.
Period. Anyway, so I'm like, oh, maybe my ankles was dry, maybe I had a moment. He was like, no. I was like, my legs? He's like, no. He's like, you were dry. I'm like, I was dry. He was like, yeah, you were dry. Like, I know that it was my fault because I made you feel uncomfortable because you weren't expecting to come over and do a thing.
Okay.
And I was like my vagina? He was like, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He told you about that.
He was like, shorty, pretty much he was like in real life, you got a super dot and I want you to know it.
Oh.
And I felt like shit, I ain't know.
At least he wanted you to fix the dot and he didn't.
No. He didn't want me to fix it. He knew that he was the reason when he wasn't the reason. I wasn't drinking enough water and the climate change.
So he just thought he had like a what's it called?
He thought he had a sexual impact on me, and he didn't.
He thought he had a whack ass penis. You feel me?
Ooh.
And he thought his whack ass penis, his wop, was affecting your wop and made your wop a dot.
I never thought of love that would be a penis, but whack ass penis.
Whack ass penis.
Anyway, but no, that wasn't it at all. He thought that another set of conditions caused my driving. So yes, I've been dry before. I am dry a lot, but not because my pussy's not wet, because when it's wet, it's wet. But again, I travel more than some pilots, so it is what it is. But there are things that we can use for that. You know, I always travel with my KY. KY is always on deck.
KY?
You don't like KY?
Let me tell you something. Hashtag, everyone should sponsor us, but it's not sponsored. KY is black. To me, at least.
KY is black?
I think that, well, again, I don't know if it's because, you know, gay is, I feel like people a certain kind of lube, especially when the lube is gonna make your shit wet, because you know you don't wanna dry it. You feel me? So, like, I like platinum because platinum, I think it's a little place, or something. I don't know, platinum is a really good lube. KY, I feel like always just gets sticky, and you just gotta keep on adding more so the shit can stay fucking wet.
So, I might need to wait. So, do you have an extra bottle of platinum that I can?
Bitch, you know I'm fighting on threes.
Oh, wow. So, can I have one or I'll buy one for you? It's okay, I'll buy one.
Oh, wow.
Or can I have one? That's the question. Oh, that was a question. That was a question. Answer.
Tune into the next episode to find out my answer.
Tune in, so I'm about to go in this fucking room. but I think that's something that we should definitely do. Like, I want to test the platinum because mm-hmm. I know about KY just because it's a common name, common brand. But if there's an alternative, I need to let these bitches know.
Exactly. A lot of stuff that you can use when your shit is dry. So for instance, like a gay nigga, if his ass is dry, well, nah. So he kind of uses, so poppers, let's start there. Do you know what poppers are?
No.
Okay, cool. So poppers is kind of like, I don't know what the fuck it is. It's, so you always see it says nail polish removal, but it's not really nail polish removal, right? And you actually sniff it. Like you sniff it hard, as if you're like sniffing like that white stuff that I don't do, but something you do. But you sniff it or whatever, it gives you like a high sensation, kind of like, I don't know, it just like eases your mind and your brain. But what it does is...
But is it like a liquid?
Yeah, it's liquid, but it's like you're sniffing like a strong liquid that you sniff. But it allows you, it just makes like, it opens up the bottom, like say if you lose vomit, it like opens up the hole. It just makes it take your dick like even better. It's just like, it's just like you sniff it, it says, all right, cool, now we're pound time. You just pound it, just get wet and nasty, you feel me? Or, but anybody uses it really, it gives you like a nice feeling and sensation. It opens you up and it gets you wet. So that's something like.
So do women use toppers?
No, not that I know of.
Why not?
I don't know.
That shit getting you wet, why can't
it's,
get you
it's
wet?
Really big in the game world. Like, what certain other things you know that get you tight and wet?
Get me tight. Oh, wow. So, let's talk about get me tight. So, I was in Trinidad one time, and this girl was like, yo, I have to go to the pharmacy and get some crystals. I'm like, crystals? I'm like, my cousin Crystal is right down the street. Like, what other crystals do you need? She's like, no, crystal. I'm like, what do you mean, crystal? So, apparently in Trinidad, there's something called, I don't know the first word, but the last word is crystal, and it tightens your vagina. And it comes in like a clear bag, and it looks like crystals that are like smashed.
Okay.
And apparently you're supposed to take it, dilute it in like a bowl or bucket of water, and then you're supposed to rinse your vagina with that water. Because it like gets into, well, once it hits water, it becomes water, or whatever.
Have you used it before?
Yes, I used it, and it worked. However, There's always a however. There's no trick to the trade. Please, there's always a however. What I think it does is what I think that this thing does. So we have this thing here that I found online, and it's a Medicaid stick, and it's supposed to give you super grip. The secret of the Madurez woman, I don't know who they are, where they are, but I know they exist. So let me show you what this is.
So what kind of tutorial are you putting? Like, do they gotta go to OnlyFans to see like a full tutorial?
Yeah. Well, what I'll do is I'll definitely make an OnlyFans video showing how to do this and how it works. And I'm actually gonna stick it in so you see it go in and you'll see it come out. On www.onlyfans.com/erothic. Hopefully you put it in. So I'll show you how to use it. I'll show you if it works. But it is just, it looks like a white cigar. And white chalky cigar. And apparently you're supposed to soak it in some water, but not like too much, like wet it. Then put it inside, wet it just so that it can get inside. So you're not going to like try to dilute it. No, it's just for it to get inside. You stick it in, and it was longer than this, but I cut it in half because my girlfriend called me because she's about to have a divorce and she wants to get this pussy tight. And I'm like, sis, you're on your third kid, it's over for you.
She wouldn't get her pussy tight for like the next nigga? Or so you have a man back?
I don't know. Bitches nowadays want a man back and a thing. I'm sorry, can you take another picture, please? Thank you. Bitches nowadays be wanting a man back and want a pussy tight for the next nigga. But honey, you're on your third kid, it's all right for you. Your pussy is loose, die, goose. Okay? So anyway, you're supposed to wet it, put it in, and leave it in there for, what did the guy say? I think it's for like 16 seconds. I'm gonna look at it.
It's on your,
wait, it's here, hold on. You wanna read this one?
Hours? I mean,
what? And then you can use it and you can reuse it.
It says, insert this whole medicinal herbal stick into the vagina slowly and let it remain for 1 or 2 minutes and take it out.
That's it. Mm-hmm. So 1 or 2 minutes, you put it in and you take it out and you can reuse it. So of course you're gonna put it in something that is clean and sterile, that you can close it so that the next time you have to use it, you open it. I'm like, forgetting, put it in for 1 or 5 minutes. And it's still with y'all niggas for real, bro. Like, that part. Anyway, so I'll show you guys and I'll let you guys know how it is. But anyway, I gave her half. And, well, I sent her half. And I guess she won't let me know how it worked. But I never told her the amount of time, so I need to send her a text message. Anyway, so So yeah, so you use it about 15 times and then you throw it away.
15 times?
Yeah.
But the same
reuse
one?
It 15 times.
Oh, so it's not like a tampon. Do you reuse tampons? I don't know nothing about periods.
No,
I'm sorry.
No.
Gay men stripping, I feel like none of us really know much.
No,
about
women do not reuse. No. Again, and this is for you. And this is for you again and for women. Women do not reuse tampons.
Yeah, let these bitches know.
Anyway,
not reusing tampons.
So, yeah. So that's one. The crystals is another one. Then there are Kegels, which are actually exercises that you do with your vagina. Where you contract and what's the next word? Whatever the next word is, your vagina, and it's supposed to tighten the muscles in the vagina. Mm-hmm. However, let me tell you what I think these things do. It's a quick fix because it is a quick fix. Your vagina can only get tighter if the hole tightens. What does that mean? That means just like if your earlobe became long, you can tighten the hole by closing the hole. When you use those things, they don't close the hole. What I think happens, me personally, after using the crystals, is when you use these things, it makes the vagina dry. And when your vagina is dry, there's a sensation of it being tighter.
Because it's dry.
No wonder he liked me still, because after he fucked me, he thought my pussy was mad tight. But it was just dry.
She loosey goosey. Whoa.
Not like that asshole.
I mean, you know, it's been ran through every hair.
Nah, every. I know the real deal. I know the real deal. In real life. Anyway. So, don't try to come for me
don't
unless I said a pool pool fee.
Ooh,
okay.
Pool pools on existence.
Yes, things, and that's not.
Don't come for me unless I sent you in the mud. That was
whack. You're a
whole But guys, guess
anyway,
what?
Anyway, so, before we, so wait, so those things don't tighten your pussy. Even vaginoplasty. I need to watch a video. I'm going to watch a video of vaginoplasty and let you guys know on the next episode if it really tightens your pussy, but I don't think so either. And which is why bitches get vaginoplasty and still can't keep a nigga because it doesn't give you the snap. So shout out to my old man for keeping it official with me and, you know, having a real grown conversation about having a dog, a dry ass pussy, whatever, it is what it is. But speaking of dry, let's give a shout out to our second sponsor of the episode, Emollient Body Butter. So, I am a member of Rivka's Party House, as you guys all know. Rivka's Party House, go check it out. And we are women that take trips around the world and promote women empowerment, building development, and community service. And on our last trip, we had a challenge. And we were the challenge winners, me and my crew, because you already know I am talented and creative. You already know. So Emollient Body Butter, as you can see, hits. It is amazingly soft. It smells so good. Which one is this one? This one is the one sensitive skin, and it still has, I would say, I don't even know what it is, but it's amazing, and it's soft, and it's really, really nice. And I love the consistency. It's literally like butter.
You can literally jerk off with this. Like, this is perfect jerk off butter.
I'm gonna have to try my pussy.
No, for real, like, this is a good, like, visceral, because, you know, I need to jerk off from things, like, a little. Like, I like lube, but I like nice things that when it comes to jerking off. Mm-hmm. I need that little, like, a little bit of thickness to it. And then it falls and melts into, like, what you need it to melt into. And it gives you that warm sensation in your dick. Ooh, I want to jerk off.
Anyway, so yeah, so shout out to Emollient Body Butter. The information is below to the Instagram. Check her out. Black woman owned business. Support black business. It's Black History Month. I'm sorry, year.
Black History Year.
Check out Emollient Body Butter. She's really, really nice. And the product is really amazing. Mm-hmm. So if you have super dry skin like I do, like my face is oily, but my skin is dry, and Emollient has been doing what I've been needing because Shea butter, been hitting with shea butter, you know, sometimes it's yellow, so it comes up on your clothes.
Yeah.
And oil sometimes stains your stuff. Mm-hmm. Emollient gives me what I need. It's that perfect meeting.
So
it really does smell really good.
I have something to tell people.
Okay.
Simba's erotic, has been giving one guy services for free. She's been cooking for him, cleaning for him.
You are so amazing.
She's been cooking.
Are you copying again? Crazy.
Cleaning for him, doing his laundry, doesn't let him wash dishes, and guess who it is? It's Brian motherfucking Paul. Yes. This bitch finally learned that there's gonna be somebody she fucking can't. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. She might as well sing that song to me because I can cater to
baby,
you.
Baby, you love me away.
But it's really
beautiful. No, that was a hit though. Don't do that.
But it's good because she thinks I'm like the dirtiest person in the world. She just doesn't allow me to do anything.
Yeah.
But in real life, it works out for me because I'm good with not doing shit. But while we're here, guys, we are a little high because, you know, see, I'll be doing THC, edibles, and stuff like that. I do want to shout out Latifah and her Instagram. So these are some of her edibles. And these are lit because not only does it get you high as fuck,
they taste good.
They taste
listen,
amazing.
I can't wait for us to finish this. Because the one that I took a piece of, which is not this, this is actually the Reese's one. I love a good peanut butter. I'm about to beat this shit down tonight.
No. Even.
Oh, you know what's in the leafy as well?
Yeah, Nini hit us up. I'm about to come see you. Anyway. Nah, they're mad. They actually really taste. So her Instagram is Latifah____37. So that's Latifah, LATIFA, 3_37. That's going to be linked below. Hit her up if you want some edibles. She also has a clothing line and all that good stuff. You can check it all out on her Instagram.
Support Black Business.
Women-based
business. What's up?
Simba and Brian Cole are officially based in New York and Atlanta. So guess what? All these black-owned restaurants, hit us up, let us know what you want to see.
Get
some sponsors going so we can taste everybody's food. It's lit.
What's up? So yeah, so this is pussy's, your pussy's not going to get tired. If it's a wrap for you, it's a fucking wrap for you.
Oh wow.
But other than that.
But there's like, so we were talking about like leaky pussies and like everything getting wet. But I want to talk about like actual things that have been leaked lately. Because, first of all, like every celebrity in the world,
oh God.
It feels like. It feels like everybody should just be thinking like this. So, Nelly had a video getting his dick sucked. First of all, what do you think about that video? Because that bitch did not suck dick, and he got.
You asking me, you telling me. Which one?
Okay, I'm asking you, what do you think about it? And then I'll get my opinion.
So, I think the dick was fat. It looks fat. It looks short, but it looks fat.
Mm-hmm.
When your dick is fat, it don't gotta be long. Cause mm-hmm. a fat dick fill up your mouth, you be feeling like you eat a fucking pickle in junior high school. What's up? Ooh, we all know that. 50 Cent pickles, remember that back in the day? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, I was like, and I was happy it was darker than him, cause I love a dark dick. Fuck! I love a dark dick. Oh! Like, if it ain't black, don't even bring it over here. Like,
want
I want it black and veiny and thick and long and juicy.
You're nasty.
I don't know.
But,
So the dick was cute.
Mm-hmm.
It could have given me a little bit more leg, but I was okay. You know, I was satisfied. Plus, it come with a coin. Perfect. As far as her skills, I feel like she started off. I feel like the video started off as though it was gonna set us up for something popping, like she was about mm-hmm. to take off, and then she didn't.
I think because she was whack to me, honestly, she's where she can't suck dick. First, let me say his dick. Another guy got like a good husband dick, right? Especially like in the gay world, because like I feel like. You don't want a nigga to super his dick, especially if you're gonna be taking it up the ass, because you know, no labels, y'all should be fucking each other, right? So if you gonna take that shit up your ass, like, he has a husband dick, like, perfect, I guess, at least in the gay world, right?
Okay. Cool. Wait, husband dick meaning a dick that's good because it's not too big.
Too big, and it's like the dick, a dick you can dick with for life.
Dick with for life.
A dick you can dick with for life. That's what Nelly got in the gay world. The bitch can't suck dick. But you know who could suck dick?
No, but wait, wasn't it somebody else?
That's what I'm about to tell you who could suck dick. So a nigga named Isaiah Rashad, who's SZA's ex, Isaiah Rashad, he's a rapper slash like producer.
He's new.
He's not new, but he's just not, he's known, but like, you know, people have like their cult kind of followings.
Which means they're not
yeah.
Not
so,
and he's one of those. Okay.
He got video, his video is leaked. Let me tell you how his video is leaked. A video of him sucking dick, and I think he can suck dick. And a video of him like having a threesome with like two white guys or whatever, right? And let me tell you the thing about that video. And Isaiah Rashad, hit me up, like, let's have a conversation, bro. The thing about his video is that the way he made those videos, that nigga is comfortable in his sexuality. That nigga is comfortable like fucking with niggas. Trust me, he is. Because ain't no nigga who's DL or that uncomfortable with fucking with dudes is gonna be on camera like fake, like set it up crazy, like he nigga have an OnlyFans, he about to sell a video to suck some dick. That's not literally it. Or the nigga had, when he had the like the threesome, that shit I do. Like I would have threesomes with niggas. I'm like, yay.
Well, wait, here's my question. So I think what you're saying is not that he feels comfortable, but you can tell he's used to this.
Yeah.
He's not new to it.
So I think that he's, for me, for what it comes off as, is that he's not comfortable because of obviously being in the position he's in. It's like you have to remain that he's like straight, you know, he's with scissors and shit like that. But I think that that nigga would be in a whole relationship with a dude. Like he's one of those gays who would be in a full blown relationship, like with a nigga.
So again, in the moment, he doesn't seem uncomfortable. But he don't even seem like not uncomfortable. Like I saw a video of him doing something, and I mean, do you know somebody's sexual comfort level when you just see them in their normal life?
I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm a hoe all the time, and I'm always giving off sexual vibes, sexual energy, and it's not like sometimes people say to me, and I'm like, sis, I was just taking a shit. I was not being sexual.
What I'm saying is, somebody in his position who is trying to hide that fact is not gonna make a full blown fucking porn. Like, even if you make a sexual video, there's like sexual videos that you make, like fucking, and then there's like whole full blown like. What's up?
But finish your statement. Somebody who's like that, woman, what? Because it sounds like somebody who is like that. Yeah, what I think he was gonna say was somebody like that, you wouldn't expect them to be so comfortable.
Yeah,
because in your real life, you don't exude any gay sexual.
Yeah, because there's niggas out here who are DL who are in the limelight who's not doing that shit, and that's facts.
Yeah, like, I know why. Like, there are guys that will never do videos with me because they have wives and they have careers and they're billionaires. I said it. And if they did do a video, let's say they got high and shit, they will still be like.
But they, for instance, there's, for facts, niggas who are in big positions who let you put on trap and fuck them. They will never get on camera, like, and be throwing it back for you. You know, you get what I'm saying? Because there's a certain, like, level of comfortability that even though in that moment they're comfortable, there's still a certain level that they won't go to. The fact that he did that shows me that he's at a certain level of comfortability.
Which means that he's been around.
Even now, I feel like I remember my friend told me, he was like, oh, you see that shit? Oh, I hope it doesn't affect like him. Because, you know, at that point, people be afraid to put them on suicide watch. I said, I don't think he's going to get to that point of suicide watch. I think he's too comfortable.
I need to watch it again. What's his name again?
Isaiah Rashad.
Please make sure you put the name.
I'll show you. Don't worry. Okay. And then the last video that I leaked, you know, there was another video that I leaked, and all I saw was a girl that just looked like my cousin slash co-host, giving a certain celebrity head, and I don't know if it was that celebrity or not. I don't want to confirm or
deny. First of all, you messaged me today.
Girl!
No. So, not that second nigga dick mean that we in love. Like, he could be a homie now. Like, it's not that serious, guys and girls. It's really not that serious. I sucked Farah's dick in a lot more other things, but we're not going to talk about that. And it's not that serious. Like, if y'all really want to know the real niggas that I'm sucking, whose dick I'm sucking. Yeah, on a lot of you guys' wish lists.
Oh.
Factual. Okay. Whoa. Let's just get that into this. Anyway, so yeah, he came back today. He was like, I think there's a video trending. I'm like, just leave me alone, please. Anyway, I'm going to Atlanta. Let's hang out. You can go see me.
I mean,
yeah, Erica, nobody wants your man.
Okay.
So nobody wants a Jamaican. They are annoying.
They are annoying. I'm half.
And he's all annoying.
I'm not.
That's crazy part. Anyway, so yeah, so the video came out. It was a minute ago. It's not that serious. My OnlyFans went up. Niggas were definitely hitting me up trying to get their dicks up. Now that they see it in action. Wow, and the ones who have had their dicks up are hitting me up for some more.
Did you hear the haters saying that you were like, he was fighting with dick though?
That was fighting
like,
it?
Like, that was the dick that was just sucking
it. Yeah, because they used to call me Xena, Warrior Dick Prince.
Dick Prince.
Okay. Dick Princess. No petty. Please give my neck.
I would love, that's what you guys are love, having a little wife. It's amazing. I don't do nothing.
Tell them though. Tell them though.
She didn't even deny it.
Tell them no, but tell them if I was a wife.
No. Low key, if she was a wife, she'd be hitting it, bitch. Clean every 5 seconds, which is laundry every 3 seconds. She freaking just everything.
Washes dishes, I'm wiping everything down. I'm really that girl.
Guys, it's so real that she comes in my room and she starts cleaning.
Wow. Oh, don't tell them that.
It's so real. Honestly, guys, my life right now is kind of good.
Yeah.
I can't complain.
So my period comes.
Now play my motherfucking food.
Oh, wow. I like that.
Whoa.
I like that, though.
Stop it.
Okay.
Boom.
So this is... First of all, we don't have too many ingredients. We just moved in. Like, you guys are not going to do this. That's what we're not going to do. But it's going to hit. Belly going to be full.
I'll wait. Even though I'm going to bite it right now, I'll wait till you play chairs to bite it. King has to come try to choose me.
I didn't give you too many vegetables because you don't like vegetables.
I'm getting better, guys. I'm getting better at the whole vegetable thing. She didn't let me touch anything, so I'm going to pour the cheese on. Because God forbid I put my hand in this thing and touched it. She would have cursed me out. Happy wife, happy life.
Look, even the touching of the... Here, you want a
napkin? I can't.
You have to wipe your hand before you touch things, then everything's going to be oily.
Okay.
You're such a guy. It's so annoying.
Taste it now?
Yes.
Thank you. Let's see, I'm gonna tell you guys that she's better. Even though she did make me breakfast this morning.
Wow.
That was pancakes turkey bacon.
Wow.
She would have made eggs too if we had it. Whoa, it's a glow.
No.
I can't even lie.
I know. You
ain't
gonna tell me.
I can't even talk shit the way I want to talk shit. This is actually good. It's giving real flavor. I taste some chipotle sauce in
there. Woo! You are a hater. When I go to Chipotle, there's some things that I'm leaving with. We ain't gonna talk about all of them, but one of them is I'm leaving with extra Chipotle dressing.
Whoa.
Because I put it in everything.
Can I get some Tabasco sauce? Are you speaking to that?
Mm. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
That was a good one, and you never did a good one.
Whoa. No, but what did you tell me about something out today? What did you tell me about?
Sorry.
You just like 3, 2, 1, go.
Remember the guy I told you who took me on a date to the library?
Weirdo.
And read me LaRonica?
Yeah, girl.
First of all, since then, I've been like chiming into LaRonica sessions on Clubhouse and like going onto different group chats about LaRonica. LaRonica is a big thing.
Apparently.
For those of you who don't know, LaRonica is erotic literature. My mother would be so mad when we're eating right now talking.
That's what mad us.
We're living your stories. Anyway, so erotic literature. Now, there are different levels to it. Just like how there are different levels to sexual podcasts. There's some podcasts that are just like, meh, and then they have ones that are like ours that hit, you know? So with that being said, Of course, I like the ones that are like raunchy, freaky, nasty. What is that song? What's that song? Nasty. Breaking Bad Me. Yeah, that kind of girl. Oh wow. So yeah. So the ones that I find myself being aroused by, like literally aroused, are those who can capture my mind and give me a very descriptive experience. The more descriptive you are of the setting, of colors, tones, textures, it's more I'm rubbing this pussy like Jam Master J.
Oh.
Yeah, that part. I don't even know who he is.
Well, I'm actually happy you said that. Because I looked up a Veronica, but I want to read you a little bit.
You always want to be on one.
But I'm going to read you a little, like, clip, and you can tell me if you think this story will make your pussy wet or not.
All right, let's see if it makes you leave.
Ooh, yeah. I don't want to know. Okay, so this one is called 7 Minutes and 50 Seconds. And then the caption is, there's no time to waste when you sneak in a quickie at work.
Oh wow, that works.
7 minutes and 50 seconds. It's not quickie because this is going to be for a whole other episode, but they say the average number of time for sex is 7 minutes, but anyway, that's another story. So, quickie could be full sex. But anyway, let me read you an answer.
Yes, read it over.
Whoa. So do you want me to like...
Read it.
Read it to you like, as if...
You said you're not making my pussy wet.
Damn. I want to make your pussy wet. Okay, her pussy was impossibly warm. It squeezed him. Gripped him, and she paused for a moment. She glanced at the clock on the Suburban's console and cursed. Now it was a race. She rocked her hips, grinding into him, leaning forward to rub her clit against him. He pulled her shirt up to her chin, exposing her breasts, and took a nipple in his mouth. He sucked on it, nibbled it, and rolled away his tongue. His hands went to her ass, and he squeezed her flesh. She ground into his lap, fucking his cock, urging him to orgasm, urging for him to stop and coming before she did. She cheated! She pulled her sweater over her head and tossed it behind her, fully nude. I'm gonna stop here. But that's from Lerotica, that's by Davion2308, so shout out to you. What do you think about that? Did it take you there?
No.
Whoa. But she was a good actress, though.
What I think? So the thing with erotica is you can't take a clip from it. You need the whole thing. Because a great writer, which he is, puts you where you need to be, but it's climactic. So it starts from here and then it reaches where it needs to reach. So was it hitting? No. Because in order to really get the feeling that you need out of erotica, you need the whole thing. You know when you put it all in?
It's cool though, because what I'm gonna do is link the description to the story below.
Yes, because I want to read it tonight and I want to play about this.
Yeah, so if you're watching or listening, you're gonna be able to get that link below, along with the link to Emodia, the link to Latifah's, what's it called? Edibles, I'm so high right now. The recipes are now, you can't get her secret recipe to this.
The recipe will be down below.
Will it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, she's gonna give people the recipe, that's good. But anyway, guys, thank you so much. First of all, before I say that, I'm gonna give Simba's food on a scale from 1 to 10. I'll give her a good 8.2.
8.2?
8.2.
What's wrong with it?
You just gotta work your way up to the 10. You gotta cook a little more. We're gonna do a couple different things this season and we'll see if she can work her way to 10. She's gonna get a good 8.2 for now.
Yeah, and
but
he ain't gonna get no breakfast in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah, that
part. All that?
Mm-hmm.
All that?
What the fuck is deserving that?
Whoa.
At least I'm not.
You cheated a little. You said you used some more ingredients.
Ooh.
But thank you so much, guys, for tuning in to another episode of Cooking with Simba and Brian Paul, where we chop it up.
Where we just chop it up.
I'm Brian Paul. This is Simba.
Now
check us out.
Like,
comment, subscribe if you're watching us on YouTube. Again, if you're listening in, make sure you guys follow the podcast. If you're listening on all platforms. And follow us on Instagram because we're going to be posting so much.
I'm sorry, but this feels a hit.
We are back. Simba and Brian all below. Peace out, guys. Happy, love you. We love all of this. Peace.
Bye, boys.